It's John Holmberg here, shilling away from my friends at Testragain. I'm 44 years old right now, and you know, as much as I think I'm a young, strapping lad, natural father time stuff has started to happen to me already, and naturally, my testosterone levels are not necessarily what they used to be. And people are always on about, oh, go get testosterone, shot in here, shot in there, doing everything you can. It is the master male hormone, but it can be dangerous to introduce it to your body in an unnatural way. That's why I take Testragain. It supports healthy testosterone levels and talks your body into producing testosterone naturally. It's a supplement that really gets your body back to what it's supposed to be doing. Healthy stamina levels, muscle repair, these are all things testosterone does for you and helps you increase your energy as well. Go to the website, ZMANow.com. Enter the code JOHN20, JOHN20, and get 20% off your order. Get your body back to the testosterone machine it used to be with a little help from Testrogain.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Ricky, is it Velez or Valise? Am I doing
Velez? Velez. It is Velez. Okay. Yeah.
Ricky Velez is here at the Tempe Improv all weekend long. If you want to go see him, of course, you can go to tempeimprov.com, 480-921-9877. And off the air, Ricky said a phrase I've never heard before in my life, hashtag I love herpes, which I think is exactly.
Yeah, that's how I jumped into a room,
that's
actually.
How
that's how I answered doors.
Great opener.
Yeah, herpes not something to love, however, no.
No, I just, I feel like it's a badge of honor that people in Hollywood wear. That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm just not into it.
You are still free of it as a young
celebrity
on the rise.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
why he moved out.
And that's why you're...
I'm in a five-year relationship, so if I pull it in, it's a problem.
Yeah, that's true. If you start bringing
that home...
I can't
just come home being like, hey, baby, check out these huge blue pills we have to take every day.
The horse pill. We have high blood pressure.
Yeah,
that's right. We do. You tell everybody that. Yeah, I would just put high blood pressure in crayon across the label of the pill bottle. We have high blood pressure. You don't ask any more
questions. She's smarter than me, man.
Mm, that's no good. That's a good thing, though.
Like, yeah.
Having a girl smarter than you, right?
Yeah, that, and I think it's good to have a girl in this business. I feel like if I was chasing it, I wouldn't get a lot done.
Oh, yeah, if you had tail and, like, your profession.
Yeah.
Like two goals.
Like, I mean, I worked the Comedy Cellar in New York City a lot, and that's, like, the place to be. And, like, after a show, I couldn't even imagine if that was my goal after the show.
So you leave after the show because you got somebody to go
home
to.
I'll go drink with comics and sit up there and bowl. I don't want to curse here. I caught myself.
Well done, Ricky. So when you get a girlfriend, you've got a singular focus on the career, and you're already taking care of that.
The benefits of a girlfriend manager, you know?
They're like drugs.
Yeah.
She keeps you on track.
She gets it.
Man.
She gets it.
And 5 years. You're a young man.
5 years. I'm 28. Yeah.
Man, you just started.
But you don't say things like if a friend invites you to do something, you don't say things, let me check with the general.
No shot, dude.
Okay.
I hate those men. I was in line. I was in line at a deli recently, and this guy's like, he's like, do you want boar's head turkey or do you want this? And the guy said, I can't make decision without my wife.
Whoa!
And I wanted to put soap in a sock and just beat him. And just beat him back into manhood.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make a turkey. You're paying for it.
Bring the turkey home
and make her eat it.
Yeah.
It's turkey. How different can it be? I always love the guys who have the stickers on the back of their car. I make fun of them constantly and say, I love my wife stickers. Because I'm convinced. Have you seen these? They're everywhere.
No, I haven't.
Okay, and just, you're in New York all the time.
Anybody that puts a bumper sticker on a car is possibly the dumbest person in the world.
I disagree with that.
It's awful. Like, how are you going to do that to a car?
Right.
I can't.
What did the car do to you? But the guys who put,
sometimes
I love.
Sometimes it helps them to, it keeps them together on some of the cars.
Well, nobody's loving anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But if it says I love my wife, I'm convinced that she caught him doing something horrible. Now he has to just proclaim to everybody that he does care about her, and his car is now doing the work he can't.
Either that or like all of his friends or like one of his friends put that on knowing he cheats.
Well, exactly. It's right.
This sticker be awesome for Brad?
It's irony, Brad. It's irony. Yeah, he doesn't know it's there. They slapped it on
We've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, Brady stuck a black and white photo of two men in a passionate sexual embrace on a magnet. I don't know what store he found it at, but it was on the back of my car for a good month before. I was like, what the hell is this?
That's
insane. It was large, too. It wasn't a
small. Got some interesting looks.
It passed around. It's pretty good. So you live in New York?
Live in, born and raised New York.
No, New York. Are you Hispanic?
I am a half Puerto Rican.
Okay.
and half Irish.
But not Mexican.
No.
So this weekend, you being here, you realize is
Cinco de Mayo.
Sort of racist. They saw Velez.
Yes.
They saw Velez, and they cast you
as. Bring him in.
Yeah, we got none.
Better not disappoint.
But you're Puerto Rican, which is not related whatsoever to it.
No, not to Mexico at all.
But the name on the marquee might confuse some Mexicans.
I was actually in Atlanta right before Trump got elected, and I was talking my nonsense, and somebody started chanting Mexican at me from stage. And then I realized I was racist towards Mexicans because I was like, how dare you? And it was just like, whoa. I was like, they're good people.
Yeah, I just don't want to be one.
I am a Puerto Rican. Respect me.
I will steal your wallet and you won't know it.
How upset I got was like really racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's a full Puerto Rican. My mom was Irish. And
yeah. Well, that's how you know when people really do either support or don't support Caitlyn Jenner. Is if
in what way?
Well, because if I said to you and your girlfriend, they're sitting there together, and I'm like, and we're talking about that, and I'm, and you're saying what an activist you are for that community, and then I say, you know what, I'm glad that you're like that, and I actually believe that your girlfriend is beautiful. She looks a lot like Caitlyn Jenner. A lot of women would go,
oh, no woman's
going
to take that.
They'd
be angry. I mean, she has a makeup line now. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? What girl is walking through the makeup counter like? This is what I want. Like, that's not a thing. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm not always politically correct. I get in trouble for it.
Good. And it's honesty is what it is.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. It's a little weird to see. And you're young. You don't remember Bruce Jenner winning the gold medal and being on your Wheaties box. He was on my Wheaties box.
He was the man.
I had an O.J. Simpson and a Bruce Jenner
doll. I'm so young,
doll.
I never ate Wheaties.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What are those?
Yeah. Well, we used to mill our own.
We had cereal with taste when I grew up.
Right, I know. Well, sometimes mom made mistakes. Well, and that was because I was a dumb kid and saw Bruce Jenner on the. I'm like, I don't care what they taste like. I want that. And now saying I want Bruce Jenner's box is a different thing. Would you?
No,
come
shot.
On, just
but
for the
she
stories.
Has a, can I say vagina?
You just did.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. She has a vagina now.
Yeah.
It's out. She's going to do a spread.
It's actually in.
Yeah.
It's in. It's in. Yeah. And she's gonna do a spread now. So,
yeah.
I mean.
It's weird.
I don't know about that.
She's not
going to
do a nude spread.
No. She's doing a new spread. No.
Not
yes, she
full,
is.
When did this
fall
happen?
Out.
Supposedly, she's doing a nude spread. It was on, like, Entertainment Weekly.
No. Entertainment Men Weekly?
Entertainment
that's a new show.
Men Weekly. That's hosted by Ricky Velez.
It happens in your dreams.
It's on the YouTube channel of Ricky Velez.
How do you spell Entertainment Mint?
Yeah, you just add a mint
just
at the
mint
end of
mint.
Entertainment.
It's
really nice.
It's brought to you by Mentos.
But no, she's supposedly doing a full nude.
I didn't know that. Now, I don't want to see a natural female woman at 68 giving me her.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I can't.
But she's a virgin. Isn't that hot?
Somebody had the best joke.
Oh,
somebody had the joke of, do we have to wait 18 years to bang it?
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but it's a great joke. I cried laughing.
That's hilarious. Yeah, and it's the scary part is that she's like the first guy. Is that true? Caitlyn Jenner to pose naked with gold medal. And that's the thing. I would do
for
it.
Sports
now. She doesn't want to be like brought back to Bruce or anything like
come
that.
On.
But why does she have
that's
to have all of her gold medals with her?
Right.
Like there's so much stuff that annoys me about the situation. I want to live this private life. Then move out of L.A.
Yeah. Leave Calabasas. Get off TV. Stop doing interviews. And stop bringing Bruce's medals back into it. You keep talking like Bruce is a different guy. Like you got his medals at a pawn shop.
And first of all, that's Sports Illustrated, so it's going to be the painted on outfit.
That's still too close to the honeymoon.
Maybe in the Olympic outfit that Bruce was wearing.
I would do it. I would nail her.
And listen, I'm in and out of New York. I'm in and out of New York. I know a lot of people in New York. I know transgender people, and they don't like her.
They don't. Nobody likes
they
her.
Don't
she's
like her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it, and I would want to finish on the medals. Wouldn't that be awesome? It's like a twofer.
No, man, that just feels like you had a thing for Bruce.
I think I kind of did as a kid. I had an O.J. Simpson doll and a Bruce Jenner doll. Both. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
Both of
that's
them.
What I knew him from was the O.J. case.
Oh, that's how you met
Bruce
Jenner.
I remember watching the O.J. case with my mom as a kid.
And Bruce was part of it because obviously he was married to Kim.
And you're like, or Kim's
mom.
Who's that pretty man?
Yeah. Because he was right in the midst of doing a bunch of facial work.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him since he – I don't know. I think he calls a lot of attention to in a negative light to this.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, and people think that if you don't like him, you don't like that whole group of people. I don't think I liked Bruce before.
And I like people personally.
Right.
That's my thing.
Right.
I don't have to like you in a group.
Right. I hate groups.
I hate them.
I hate groups too.
And the other thing is, like, you can no longer be ignorant. Why can't I be ignorant towards something? This is not something I grew up and knew. Like, I didn't know this. This wasn't a thing in 1995 or even in 2000. So, like, why is it a
thing? Why do you have to know everything about
it? I have to know everything. Yeah. I'm done studying.
Right. You graduated.
I did it. Barely. Yeah,
me too.
Barely.
Yeah, I can be stupid and not be the biggest jerk on the planet.
Just tell me what you do and what you are. Like, I don't know.
I judge my rule is I assume everyone's an asshole until they prove different. And I feel they should feel the same way about me. I'll go out of my way to prove I'm not. Hopefully you'll do the same and then we'll hit it off. I think you and I have done that right away. I assume right off the bat he's probably a jerk.
But, I get that a lot.
And I'm the other way.
It's because you're Puerto Rican.
Really?
A little bit. Like, even an asshole or whatever, I think there's good in the people. But I don't go away and looking at a person that I immediately meet that I distrust them right off the bat.
Brady just said there's good in an asshole.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
That's where he lost me.
I just put off a vibe where people are like, oh, he's about to really suck the life out of this conversation.
Let me finish it. That there's good and a clean ass.
All right. That's enough. Knock it off. Yuck. Quit talking about it. You don't know what you're saying.
Sorry.
Yeah. I think he's an asshole. He hasn't proved different for 16 years. Ricky Velez is at Tempe Improv this weekend. Do you have Cinco de Mayo plans? Are you going to fake it for the crowd? Are you going to wear a sombrero? Or?
Oh, man, that would just be the worst thing. My manager calls me. Hey, Giant Ricky, guitar. We heard you wore a sombrero.
What are you doing?
Get it together, kid.
What is the best part? Because you're on the rise, man. You're winning awards. You won Best Comic of New York, right?
I won New York's Funniest during the Comedy Festival. My favorite thing I got was Variety Top 10.
That's
during
huge.
Montreal. That was cool. Then I was on the Nightly Show for a while. I did about 2 years there. And now we are making the next moves. I just actually booked a TV show once I got off the plane here yesterday.
Yeah, which one?
Can't say yet, but it's going to be tight.
Come on, man. Is it your show or is it a guest?
No, it's not mine. I'm just doing a few episodes. But
what is the fear of that? Because everybody comes in and I got a thing I can't talk about. What don't I know?
Just the fear of just like these people with contracts and.
But why don't just, they like, want you? To
because
say.
It's so fickle. Yeah. Everything's so fickle in this business.
And I don't like this dude because he talks too much.
Yes, and well, not even that because like once you get onto set, like what I've noticed in all this nonsense is like. If you can be a cool person to hang out with on set, you'll get more jobs.
Yeah.
And then, like, all these, like, I don't know, man. It's just.
So if you just kind of follow along, like, I'm not going to stir this up. I'll do that on stage.
I don't want to stir this up.
Right.
I'll, like,
until you're at that level where the guys get that reputation.
Well, unless it's my show,
right?
I can't really let too much out. Like, I just have to go along for the ride.
But you're on a new show. When is the new thing going
to
happen?
I don't know. I got to go to L.A. next week now.
So it's that fickle. It's that new. That they're just putting people in places and saying, let's work on this thing.
No, I mean, I fly out.
Oh, you're ready.
Next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we'll look for this anonymous. Cool.
I mean, I'll post it when it comes up and all that nonsense.
That's what we'll look for. What do you got going on in your life that we should know about that we don't, Ricky?
I don't know, man. I'm getting special ready. That's what I'm really excited for. I'm just, I'm really, really, really excited to get this hour out. I've been doing stand up since I was 19. I'm 28 now.
Crazy.
So,
Did you always know that's what you wanted to do?
No, I messed up, man. So I went to college. I went to a college that closed. That's how you know you shouldn't have gone to college.
Trump University?
Dowling University.
Dowling?
Yeah, it was a mess.
How long were you there before they shut the doors?
Well, I did a semester and then I was like, I'm joining the military. Like, I need somebody to tell me what to do because I'm not going to class. And I went to join the Coast Guard, but I had seizures when I was a kid and the Coast Guard only takes the elite. Like, they only take the... No, they want no health issues.
Yeah, you
none.
Can't
They
be.
Want none. And this was in 2008, 2009, when we were going back into Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there in MEPS in Brooklyn, and they turn to me, and they're like, hey, you can't do Coast Guard, but you want to do Army? And I was like, no, I'm good. I just turned on CNN.
The Army will let you seize?
Yeah, hey. So I started.
Who's the dude worming out in the trenches over
there? Yeah, the guy that, oh man, I would have been the worst in the Army. I would have been crying a lot.
So you didn't do that, and the next option,
and then
obviously.
I just started laying carpet, and my buddy had a carpet company, so I laid carpet for a bunch of, like, I'd say a year and a half while starting stand-up.
Commercial, yeah. Residential?
Commercial. It was we actually used to do, like, all the Victoria's Secret shows and whatnot. And, like, you go in, put it down, rip it out the next day, like, type stuff. And
You think would have happened had you not gone into comedy? You'd be still laying carpet in one of these menial jobs that would have made you...
Yeah, my dad's a union worker, you know? Like, it's very blue-collar where I'm from. And a lot of my friends say, another day, another dollar, and they mean it. Like, yeah. I do ecstasy on Wednesdays.
Hey,
like, get
shiny
out of
side
here.
Up. Shiny side up.
Yeah, you can't have a carpet laying job and be floating in the stars every Wednesday.
No,
right?
So yeah, shiny way up. That's hilarious. Yeah. I just realized what you said to me.
He's a former carpet
layer. I sold it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Commercially.
Yeah. We used to do Fashion Week. We used to do all of Bryant Park when they used to have the Fashion Week. Yeah, we used to do all that stuff. Wow. It was nuts. Used to lay a carpet. But and so I did that. And then I started doing stand-up, man. I went to a performing arts high school, which was real dope. Seinfeld spoke at our first graduation.
Holy crap.
Kevin Spacey spoke at mine. Bruce Willis spoke at the year after us. Tony Bennett owned it.
Wow.
So,
that's just great.
It was 25 kids per studio. It was 125 kids per year, and it
did
was.
Did you get a bottle
incredible.
Of champagne?
So yeah, yeah.
Tony Bennett hands to that.
No, but I like hugged Kevin Spacey too long.
Well, you didn't mind.
No,
he probably liked it.
Yeah,
he probably didn't let go. Pulled you back.
But
in.
It was a cool. So like it was cool to just get back on stage and get back. Like, I never pictured it turning into what
it has. Well, you
kind of
had
like,
the bug, obviously, or you wouldn't have wanted to go to performing arts school, right?
Yeah, but, like, my older brother was, like, played baseball, and he was really, really good at it. Yeah. And so, like, that was kind of, like, where everybody was like, oh, the Velez boys play baseball. And then it was like, now this one goes to art school.
The little one's gay.
And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Puerto Rican father telling him, Daddy, I want to go to art school. Yeah, that
dance.
Didn't go over well.
I'm a chit.
My
dad's supportive?
Cried twice in his life, when my mom died and when Jeter retired. He's the worst.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack. And save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses. Plus, updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Did he support you in your art school dreams? Did he come to your performances?
I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like when stuff got good, that's when everybody jumped on board.
Oh, really? The whole
absolutely.
Family?
Absolutely. No. My mother and my brothers were
big
about it. Like, my older brother is one of my biggest supporters, always has been. But, like,
but Dad wasn't.
The part that didn't get it, like, they never messed with it. And then once they started seeing things, they're like, oh, yeah, this is...
We've
this,
always
this,
believed
this,
in him.
Yeah, and it's like, no, nah, man, I'm still not taking out the trash, but no.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's the best thing, man, making more money than your parents.
Oh, it's a great
thing. Oh, that feels good.
Beating them.
Pull up your pants. Make more money, man. You've had 55 years at it.
I beat you in
beat
8
you.
Years. Yeah. That's the funny thing is that when that does turn, there's something. It's like the first time you beat your dad at basketball or something like that. Of course, your dad's Puerto Rican. He wouldn't probably do that too often.
No, we I mean, my
the
dad.
The first time you stab more people than your
my
father.
My dad was like, you got, like, my dad, like, he can't, like, it's not like he came from Puerto Rico. His parents did.
But
they? Yeah, but like my dad, born and raised Queens.
Yeah,
the only Puerto Rican in an Italian neighborhood. Like my dad used to throw down.
So it was he was a fighter.
My dad used to.
And
he was out there. He was out there.
Baseball's huge. Right?
And he was a real good baseball player, and he beat it into us.
So you understand why the song and dance was a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one for him to eat.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like it wasn't. Yeah, I mean. I remember, like, I started to get small things, like these small things in comedy. Like, I started going on the road. I ended up here. I ended up there. And he came home about the venting unit union. and he wanted me to get into the venting union. And I was like, dude, I just got this. And he's like, yeah, but what about your health care? And I was just like, no, it's fine. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And like,
and you have.
The proudest moment was when you started laying carpet.
Yeah.
You're doing this.
I think the coolest part was bringing my parents to Montreal. That was like the coolest thing I'll ever get to do in my career. Like,
now, has he asked you for money yet for anything?
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, we don't speak no more.
Oh, you're not even talking to your dad?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
My mom
passed and he started dating within months.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got pissed at him?
That didn't go over well.
Well, I mean, we got three brothers.
Yeah.
He has three sons, and I watched my father turn into me, and I turned into my father, where I was supporting my younger brother and all this other noise.
Oh, wow.
So I got
you're
no
done
respect.
With that guy.
I mean, it's just like.
How did we do this so fast, Rick? He got like Barbara Walters.
He got so Puerto Rican so fast after my mom. Like, he totally forgot he was with a white woman. Like, he was like, oh, no more kids. I'm out. Bye. And he's just like, dude, get your.
I almost did it again. You're just catching that. Like,
I know,
flies.
Man. And I usually, like, I do a lot of serious. So I'm ready to curse.
Doing great, Ricky. I'm impressed. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No worries. Hopefully that didn't.
Yeah, I like going down those roads, though.
I'll go down those roads. Yeah. Come on. I mean, my stand-up is very personal.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get, you'll reconnect with him sometime? Do you want to?
I want to.
Yeah.
But it has to be
him.
Yeah. His full him
he's
being
gotta
a
drop,
person.
He's got to drop some of the Puerto Rican. Yeah.
My dad
he
and I.
He just has to drop. He has to be a person, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I ask for.
My dad and I stopped talking for about 2 years. Same kind of thing. He did stuff that you're like, all right, well, this is on you then. You come back, you apologize, you show me you're a good person, and
that's all I want out of it.
So is it a midlife crisis?
No, because he had that when my mom was around. He bought the Harley. He started going out to the bar every night. New friends. We were all like, all right, let him have his thing.
Right.
And then after she passed, it went from, like, we were like, oh, we've never seen this side of Dad before, where he, like, at the funeral, it was the dopest show for everybody. Like, everybody was like, oh, Richie is a... And that's the other thing. I'm named after him.
Oh, geez.
So it's like I have to hate my own name right now. Listen, I can't tell anybody how to mourn.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I didn't do it the right way. I had to go to rehab.
Oh,
man, I've done tough. It.
You dove
I've
into the bad
it.
Stuff.
Oh, come on. I was on a tour with Pete Davidson called the Prehab Tour. The Prehab Tour.
Yeah, Pete's a mess.
No, he's great now.
Now,
he's
but I mean, he went through a mess.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. He should have. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
he's been
absolutely.
Through some stuff.
Yeah. He's my best friend.
Oh, is he?
He's
okay.
My best friend. Me and Pete started together. I've known Pete since he was 16. And we just have a great relationship.
Did you guys do Pirates of Penzance in high school together?
No. He's from Staten Island, man. Yeah. I've never even been there. Like, you don't go there. Like, it's just a different breed of people. And
so you guys grew up together in the comedy world.
Yeah.
And now you're best pals.
But you have
a lot in common there. It's like the family was just, I mean.
Yeah, the family was a mess. Yeah. He was actually the first person to show up to my to the hospital when my mom passed.
No kidding.
Like, yeah. And he's the man.
He's
a good guy.
We've had a girl he dated in here.
Yeah, I know her. I'm good friends with him.
Hated him.
Who?
Like, she was mad still.
Oh, yeah.
You could say, well, maybe she didn't say it out loud, but she was, like, still angry. I forgot her name.
Is it Carly?
Yes, it was Carly.
It was.
Yeah, that was her name. Yeah, I forgot her name. But I remember
she's sweet. I I'm going to see her next week.
She was very mad.
I'm sure she was. Come on. Who isn't mad after a breakup? It'd be psychotic if she was in here smiling about
it. She's the one who brought it up. We didn't, like, literally, this doesn't normally happen. Like,
you're
talking, and she started to talk about her boyfriend. She goes, Pete Davidson. I'm like, whoa, here we go. And then she went off for a little bit. I'm like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That
you shouldn't date each other. You comedians shouldn't date each other.
I never have. I have a rule. No girls with headshots and no waitresses.
Right.
And it's a good move, man.
It's a huge.
First of all, if your girl's an actor, she's a liar.
True.
Like, acting is lying. It's That's lying right. to yourself. It's lying. Yeah. So I just can't. I can't do any right. of that. And even my girl that I've been with, she never saw my comedy before we started dating. I don't want to date somebody that liked me.
A groupie.
For my yeah, that yeah. stuff was never me.
Just I like met, you for you and then.
I met my girl the day after I got out of jail. And
is that right?
I swear to God, I went
How
down.
Long?
What were you in for?
I was in for a day, man. Six. Oh. Oh, like, I was in for 6 hours and they ended up dropping my charges.
What'd you do?
I was driving high and they found the fucking joint.
Okay. There's the one you Yes, Tom. They found a joint in your car.
They found a joint in my
6 car. 6 hours later, you were out.
And, yeah, no, yeah. It was
no
it was
big deal. And you met her the next day?
But then you met her?
At
yeah.
A, at a hearing?
Yeah.
Or like?
No, I went to a show. I went to go do comedy.
Oh, really?
And she was outside the club, and my buddy had known her from college.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's a stylist, so she's, like, in the business, but not.
And together,
it works.
Years, 5 years, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And it's going to stick around.
Yeah.
You just want to ring on it, or are you not doing that anytime?
Listen, man, I'm not even 30 yet.
Yeah,
so,
don't
like,
do that.
I just don't want to do it before I'm 30.
Smart. Good move.
Yeah.
Get a vasectomy now. Just a limit.
I think I know somebody that got one.
I got one.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, no kids for me. I burned them up.
That's crazy.
In the bag.
I got an
8-year-old. Burned them in the bag.
But I was 43 yeah. when she hatched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, it's not for me.
I don't know if I want kids, man.
I'll never give in.
I was,
don't.
There's too many of them. Don't you agree?
I just, I mean, I
what
don't.
If stylist is like, you know, you close and she really wants kids? What would you do?
If she, I mean, first of all, we'd have to be married.
Right.
And there'd be have to be a lot of rules to it. Yeah. I mean, I
it already
I,
sounds
I,
awful.
I live at night. I live at night. I'm yeah. traveling all the time.
You're
like,
just talking me out of it more. I'm going to get another vasectomy.
Yeah, let me control the expectations.
I'm going to go get,
I'm not going to be around.
Yeah,
so
I'm not going to be around.
Yeah.
If you're down for that, or if you want to wait for me to be at a part of my career where I'm settled in and I'm not running around every weekend trying to do spots and staying relevant.
I'd crack my spine in half if that conversation came up at my house. Nope, can't do it. Lower half doesn't work anymore. Sorry. I have to take care of me now. It's almost like having a baby.
But he has 7 dogs.
Yeah, I got a lot of dogs. Ricky Velez is at 10 p.m. Improv this weekend. 480-921-9877, celebrating Cinco de Mayo with a Puerto Rican. It should be an interesting thing. 10pmprov.com. You're a Twitter guy. I assume you're on the Twitter.
Yes, Ricky
like
Velez. No. I've
Nobody
my...
likes it, but everybody does it. When will the revolution happen?
Well, I've seen the darker side of it.
Yeah?
I got into some – I ended up on the front page of Reddit.
What'd you do?
I told Bill Nye that I thought his opinion sucked. That's a nice way of saying it.
When Bill Nye got a little political,
battled the science guy.
So okay, I'll tell you. First of all right. Jesus,
that's a tough fight to start.
He has a bachelor degree. All right.
Yeah.
He came on the nightly show.
Yeah.
I'm on the panel. He comes on and he's really pumped about water on Mars.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, I don't think we should be covering this. The whole day at the job, I was like, I used to work with the writers and everybody. I was like, yo, why are we covering this? I was like, ISIS is killing it.
Yeah, they're crushing right now.
Trump's first in the polls.
Right.
So when I got out on stage and we brought it up, I was like, yo, ISIS is killing it. Trump's first in the polls. I can't get excited about Earth, let alone water on Mars.
Right.
F Mars.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's a hashtag.
Bro, and yeah, they put me front page of Twitter.
Because you didn't... You
of front page Reddit saying how disrespectful I was to Nye. I got over 30,000 tweets. My mom was still alive during this point. They posted the house phone number to where I grew up.
Jeez.
To call your mom to tell her she raised a kid who
great.
Hates science?
It was great, dude. Because, like, awesome. She couldn't deal. And my mom, in a worry, was always my favorite thing ever. She's like, Ricky, it's all over. The remake. And just like, and I'm
drama.
Like, it's fine. Yeah, it was great. And
the
like,
Bill Nye Army came for you.
You never knew.
And that's a thing.
Oh, they'll come for you. They'll come for you. it's
there.
Like Beyonce's little stupid girls with the beehive. Like, yeah, it's just like, shut up.
Wow.
Shut up.
I would think he's a safe one to tell you can
no,
go after
yourself. They went after my neck,
so now
man.
You know. Don't mess with
They
Bill
went
Nye?
After my
no
neck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And what was the worst that came of it? Did you have
a kid got arrested inside a 7-Eleven for attacking
Shut
me.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was opening for Chappelle at the Gramercy, and I walked next door. And
a science protector, a Martian.
I mean, I'm going to tell it on stage.
But okay, we'll save it.
I mean, I'll tell it. Forget it. I walk into the 7-Eleven, and a guy goes, if you don't start respecting science, I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah.
Can I say
ass?
Yeah, okay. He goes, I'm going to kick your ass. And I just start bust out laughing. I mean, like, I just opened for Chappelle next door in front of a sold-out room.
And you thought he was joking, right?
Knew.
The way he was saying it, I was like, I'm not sure. I was also there with my girl, so like, right. I was like, all right, dude, have a good one.
Right.
And he's like, no, I'm serious. If you don't start respecting science, I'm going to mess you up. And like, I was like, all right, he said it twice. He's kind of getting aggressive. And he put up his hands, and I just went to town on him.
You beat him up.
Oh,
I got a science guy.
Yeah. Ricky.
Oh, well, I called him a science bitch.
Yeah.
And that's not so bad. Which is, by the way, if you ever get a chance to call somebody a science bitch, go ahead and take it.
It feels good.
I've never been in that pickle.
It's been so great. And
I've never been in a battle with a guy with a beaker.
Even the 7-Eleven guy was like, Jesus Christ. Like, he was just like, what are you doing? Like, and like, I finally like have the kid down. I'm there with another comic, and we're holding him down. I'm like, yo, call the cops. And like,
yeah.
I didn't press charges, but like,
did he make? He made the first. He put his hands up, so he was like on you first.
Yeah, he came at me first, completely. Like came down the aisle for me, and I was like, yo, I'm in a fist fight over Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That's never been said before.
Chappelle gave me my neutron neutralizer. Yeah.
Chappelle gave me the tag to the final of that joke. He goes, "The last thing you're going to hear in life is pop, 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 science, mother." I can't say that.
It's close enough. Yeah. We got it. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And
no one's ever fought for Bill Nye before, evidently.
Yeah,
they
you have to, dude, the people, like, they came after me. Like,
wow. Just because you don't care about Mars.
I don't care about Mars.
I don't either.
Maybe it was because what has Bill Nye done, I guess? And like,
because all these kids like see him as the guy that like he taught them things. And they, like, it was like.
He's innocent.
But you know what he is, right? You know he was a comic that failed and started going to kids' classrooms and started teaching them about beakers. Like,
he's always tried to be an entertainer. He's always been that. I didn't know he did comedy, but I knew he tried to get into acting.
I'm not a fan. I'm not.
And, well, don't start that. You're going to get
No, I don't care. I mean, come on, Arizona Bill Nye fans. Are there a lot of you? Really? This is where his fan base is? It makes sense.
Well, I'm surprised.
You're in the Mecca.
Well, they're in trouble. They're in a bodega next to the Gramercy. I wouldn't have expected that either. You're getting cigarettes.
Dude, it was crazy. Wow. It was the craziest thing I've ever dealt with.
Nuts.
But yeah, I've seen the bad side of Twitter. Yo, they have a Wikipedia page about how to kill yourself. They have a Wikipedia. Yeah. That means somebody made that.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. It's sent to me numerous times.
People trying to get you
people
to read
calling
it.
My mom was the favorite. The people that called my mom with creativity was my favorite.
What was the best one?
This guy called up and he goes, what color are your walls? And my mom's like, what? And he goes, I want to know what color paint your kid ate as a child.
That's pretty good. That's good.
I was like, you know what? That guy's creative, mom. You can't even be mad at that one.
Pete Davidson.
Did she laugh? Yeah,
he's working on some material. He just knew the number. That's great. Ricky Velez at Tempe Improv this weekend. Well, cool. It's been nice to meet you, man.
Dude, thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Only one cuss word. I was disappointed.
I'm sorry about that. I really try to, like, I know, because I, like, every time I've been bad before where they're like, yeah, this interview's over, have a good one, so like,
get out of here.
And then like, yeah, I have to hear from the club that's like, hey, so I heard we're not allowed to bring in a comic next week.
You've ruined it for all others.
I have 100%.
Well, we would have appreciated that. For the next time, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's pretty awesome. Ricky Velez, Tempe Improv, all weekend long. It's 98 KUPD.
Tap that app, 98 KUPD app. Download it now. Live stream Morning Sickness Podcast and Prices. The more you listen, the more you score. The 98 KUPD app. Available now at the App Store at 98KUPD.com.
Hey, it's John Holmberg here. I've been talking to you about Testrogain, and it's your turn. Go to ZMANow.com, enter the promo code JOHN20, and get 20% off your order of Testrogain, and make that testosterone your body's craving.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat.
Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.